Coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn, it's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show with Mark and Sarah. We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
And today's show is brought to you by Root Brews Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it, squatch it. At 4 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupersbeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupers.
Ray, you're familiar with the Squatch It over
Squatch
to Rupers,
it.
Right?
Over to the
honestly,
Rupers.
The Sasquatch.
Well, I know what it means. I just didn't know they were using it.
We have the pleasure of being joined in studio today by the executive director of the Public Theater, Ray Dumont. How are you?
I'm great.
Excellent. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, are you kidding? I love getting up early.
I know you do. And the artistic director for the Maine State Music Theater, Kurt Dale Clark. Welcome
Yay.
Back, sir.
Thank you so much. I also love getting up early.
You theater people.
Oh, yeah. Every day up at the crack of noon.
That's right.
And out until 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
Ray made me go out last night.
Yes.
Ray.
That was my idea.
We are going to talk to Ray and Kurt all about the Irish and how they got that way. Coming up here in just a bit. But before we do, let's take a look at some headlines for Monday, August 25th.
Central Maine Healthcare announced the addition of orthopedic surgeon Dr. Eric Benson before joining CMH. Benson practiced at New Mexico Orthopedics, specializing in shoulder and elbow surgery. He earned his Master of Science in Physiology at Georgetown University.
Norway Savings Bank donated $2,500 to Lake Stewards of Maine. The nonprofit trains, certifies, and provides technical support to volunteers who collect water quality data and survey lakes for invasive species. A University of Maine study found that Maine lakes and ponds contribute over $14 billion in annual revenue to the state's economy.
Do I contribute the one of the 14 billion because I'm on every
you
lake?
You sure do. Sarah and her paddleboard.
That sounds like more than one of the 14.
Yeah, all the time, almost every day. Yeah. The Lewiston Auburn Rotary Club welcomed 5 new members, Scott and Elaine St. Pierre of SPS Property Inspections, Nishant Patel of Future Food Supermarket, Amy Sanchez from Community Critters, and Jeffrey Harmon, the mayor of Auburn. The club has been serving its community since 1917 through volunteerism and fundraising for local service agencies and scholarships.
Now it's time for the weather.
Rain or shine, it's all okay. Grab your uke and start the day. You don't need perfect skies above. Hey, just a song and a little love. There it is.
I don't know why that's so painful for you.
I don't. It's tough. It's hard for me. I can do better.
Cloudy today with a chance of afternoon showers. We'll have a high of 76 and a low of 64. Sunshine returns tomorrow with a high of 74 and a low of 58. And a mixture of sun and clouds on Wednesday with highs in the low 70s.
I don't usually say it, but I'm ready for a rainy day.
It's okay.
Yeah,
it's all right.
Definitely need some rain.
Yep, it's been dry, very, very dry. In sports, the Red Sox lost to the Yankees 7-2. Ouch. Boston will visit the Baltimore Orioles tonight at 6:30.
Yeah, but lost in that is they played 4 games against the Yankees and the Red Sox won the first 3.
Yeah, they did.
So they did good.
Yeah.
And Maine Nordiques training camp starts today.
Oh, how exciting. Yeah. Yes. Nick Skerlick reached out to me, by the way, about doing podcasty stuff.
What?
Yeah.
You and Nick Skerlick are like best buds now.
I don't know. We're Instagram friends.
All right.
Well, nowadays, that's a relationship.
That's
I know.
True. Yeah. Does he want to come on and talk about training camp?
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah,
I'll text him later.
Sure. Yeah, let's do that. That is your news, weather, and sports. Now it's time for the podcast segment that is sweeping the Twin Cities. It's time for Famous People Birthdays.
They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays. Truly, that's the better of the two. Ray, why are you doing? Why are you looking at me like that?
Ray, why are you suppressing your laughter,
Ray? It's just wonderful.
Thank
you. It's just wonderful.
I should have brought my kazoo.
Oh, man, that's what that song needs.
Sarah and I have been together for 4 years doing some sort of morning show, and that by far is the best work we've ever done.
That is the pinnacle of our career.
There it is.
Famous People birthday song.
Mark takes writing credit for the words.
Yes. All four of them.
I'm the
rhyming famous people with famous people.
Yeah.
Thanks for noticing. I appreciate it.
It's a solid rhyme.
Yeah.
There's no denying it.
It's undefeated. Right.
That's true.
Right.
True. Yeah.
Let's take a look at FPBs for August the 25th, shall we?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to start off with Blake Lively, 38 years old today.
Okay.
What has she done? She's done the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Oh, yeah.
And she's married to Ryan Reynolds.
Well, good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there a list?
I feel like he's only has.
I'm not familiar with her work, so.
Isn't she married? He married Scarlett Johansson first, I think.
Yeah.
She did a movie with Anna Kendrick.
Okay.
A Small Favor or something like that.
All right.
Anna Kendrick, who worked at Main State Music Theater.
That's right.
Really? Yeah, she was our Baby June.
Yeah.
All right. Moving right along, we have model Claudia Schiffer, 55 years old today. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a long list today. I'm struggling to find where you are.
I'm starting at the bottom and working our way up.
I know. Well, I have yet to find the bottom.
Imagine how that makes Blake Lively feel.
We start with the youngest and work our way to the oldest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Claudia Schiffer's agreeing to 55.
She sure is.
Okay.
Yep. 55. Oh, yes. Yeah, okay.
Supermodel, Claudia Schiffer.
Supermodel. I should have said.
Yeah. TV chef, Rachel Ray.
Oh,
57 years old today.
Isn't she the cutest?
She is the cutest.
She does like a cook-off show for kids or something, right?
Yeah, Rachel Ray's Kids Cook-Off.
Does she still have a daily show?
I'm not sure.
Oh.
She moved the whole thing to her kitchen during COVID.
Oh.
Yeah. And the house burned down.
Oh,
she sells a lot of pots and pans.
Yeah.
A lot of pots. Doesn't she also sell pet food?
Oh, probably.
I think she does. I think she has a pet food brand.
She also had a cook-off show with Guy Fieri.
Oh,
you said it wrong.
Celebrity cook-off. Fieri.
Fieri.
And I'm wearing my glasses wrong as well. I should turn them around. Jeez. Blair Underwood, 61 years old today.
Who dat?
Oh, facts of life.
No, that's...
No. That was her character.
That was a character, Blair Warner.
Blair Warner.
Oh, Blair Warner.
Blair Underwood was...
I think this is an African-American
actor.
Man.
Yes.
Right?
Where is Mrs. What was her name?
Mrs. Garrett.
Mrs. Garrett.
Girls. Girls.
Oh, that was so good.
We've got to wake Kurt up early more often.
Yep. This is the formula.
I basically base my life off of facts of life.
Yes.
Oh, you as one does.
Yeah. Sometimes I hear him go, but what would Tootie do?
And then he just roller skates away.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm still scared of Joe.
Yeah.
Blair was in L.A. Law. That's his claim to fame.
Yes.
He's done some movies, too.
Yeah.
But I think he's most well known for L.A. Law.
Yes.
And being on the Facts of Life.
Now that's getting out.
Oh, boy.
Country music superstar Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh, okay, we know boy.
Is 64 years old today.
He was very big in Australia.
You know him from the Achy Breaky Heart and being Miley's dad.
I know. I was just going to say.
Yeah, and I think that's it.
And that's it?
I think so.
He was like number one on the Billboard Top 100 for a while, right?
Yeah.
The Achy Breaky
Heart. Oh, sure was.
Oh, yeah. Achy Breaky Heart.
Yeah, I had a little dance that went with it.
Didn't Blair Underwood sing that?
Yes.
On the Facts of Life.
He dedicated it to Mrs. Garrett.
Director Tim Burton, 67 years old today.
Tim Burton.
I thought you were a big Tim Burton.
I am a big Tim Burton fan. I was just thinking, like, there's so many things to say about Tim Burton that my brain shut down and couldn't say any of them.
Gotcha.
Like, he's truly amazing.
Isn't his wife Helena Bonham Carter?
Yes.
I love her.
Yeah. So he's done all kinds of great things. Like
he sure has.
He did Ed Wood, right? And the first Batman movie.
He reinvented Batman.
Yep.
Yeah, that was so good.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
That was him. Yeah.
We could turn a lot of his things into musicals.
Oh, easily.
Yeah. Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice, I mean, absolutely.
They did it.
Beetlejuice. He does a lot of movies with Johnny Depp. Was it Edward Scissorhands was his movie,
love
too,
that
right?
movie.
Mm-hmm. And then Alice in Wonderland is another one with Johnny Depp.
Yeah. Musical genius, Elvis Costello, 71 years old today.
Elvis. son.
That's the one.
I know this world is killing you. That one?
That's gotta be. Yeah.
Singer Rob Halford of Judas Priest, 74 years old today.
I did the.
Yeah.
What a metal god he is. Yeah.
That's the only one I can do from them.
Yeah. And pitchman Gene Simmons of Kiss is 76 years old today.
Okay.
He also plays bass for Kiss.
Yeah.
That was a thing.
Yeah.
He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2014 as a member of Kiss.
Nice. Didn't he have a reality TV show too?
He did, called Gene Simmons Family Jewels.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah, dear. Which aired for 6 years.
No kidding.
God.
What?
I wouldn't have known that.
Right?
No, I wouldn't either.
I mean...
And rounding out FPBs today is a dear friend of ours and number one fan of the show, Elaine St. Pierre.
Happy birthday.
It's her birthday.
Elaine.
It's her birthday. Oh, we love Elaine St. Pierre.
That's right.
We do love her.
Everyone loves Elaine.
You've buried the lead. Today is Mark's birthday, everybody.
Today is Mark,
comedian, podcast producer, improv actor, and general swell guy.
Improv
Mark
actor.
Turcotte.
You're being very generous.
Turns 32 today.
Happy 32. Birthday.
32.
Happy birthday.
32 plus 23.
It's your birthday.
That's right. So happy birthday to our birthday twins, Elaine St. Pierre and Mark Turcotte.
Thank you very much. Say.
You are so much older than Elaine, though.
Moving right along. I'm 55. I'm not hiding it. I'm actually proud I've made it this far.
You have done so well to get to this point.
That's
you're
right.
Younger than some of us in the room.
We're grateful that you're here.
Thanks.
You're welcome. I'm excited about one present that I got you in particular. Can we talk about the pickle?
We can go through the whole list. Sarah brought me just a gift bag for the ages over here.
Oh, dear.
All right. So I bought Mark this positivity pickle. You guys ready?
You're a really big deal.
Oh, my God.
You're a pickle to perfection, just like me. You're the pickle in the sandwich of life.
Dear God.
You're one in a pickle. I mean, one in a million.
That's right. The pickle pinnacle of birthday gifts right there.
Love it.
I love that.
Classic.
I love that for you.
Thank you.
That's my favorite thing that I found for Mark for his birthday. That and the Chucky energy drink are
top-tier
birthday gifts. Chucky, the Chucky doll energy drink.
Bob's Burgers magnets.
A box of dad jokes.
I got a box of dad jokes. And chicken
Some
flingers.
Some flying chicken
flingers.
You put them on your finger and you stretch them out and then you let them go. And
can we get a dad joke?
They fly up to 30 feet.
Wow.
Kurt's got a dad joke for us. Here
all right,
we go.
What we got?
Today my son asked, can I have a bookmark? 11 years old and he still doesn't know my name is Brian.
God.
I use that one when people say, I have a question mark. And I say, well, I have an exclamation point. Are we going to trade now? Or right?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good dad joke.
Got
Come on, Ray. Ray's shaking his head at me.
How do you row a canoe filled with puppies?
I don't know.
Bring out the doggy paddle.
Oh, we got to move along.
All right.
Wow.
That was horrific. Those are some great dad jokes.
Yeah.
Those are your FPBs and dad jokes.
And dad jokes.
Now it's time for some OTDs.
Oh, my God. Is it a new segment?
On this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
That is a terrific falsetto.
I mean, if we're going to have Rob Halford and Gene Simmons.
Right?
Good point.
In the FPBs, I got to do my part.
Yes.
Ray looked like he was in pain while
I just feel like I'm going to wake up in the sweat in my bed in a minute.
Damn. When I first recorded that and played it on the show, after that week, Pam had it stuck in her head for like...
Oh, yeah. Well...
Yeah.
It definitely gets stuck in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Just like a song from the album that was released 27 years ago, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill in 1998.
Wow.
What's that song that gets stuck in your head from that album? Anybody?
I don't
Killing Me Softly.
Me softly.
I can't believe I got that.
You got it.
Wow.
That
well
was
done.
Yeah. That was 27 years ago, you guys.
Wow.
Dang.
31 years ago in 1994, Jimmy Buffett's plane flipped after taking off in Nantucket, Massachusetts. He swam to safety.
What a legend.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It flipped.
Oh, Jimmy.
Right? Some great music was released on this day. 39 years ago, Paul Simon released Graceland.
Mm.
49 years ago, in 1976, Boston released their self-titled album featuring smash hits like More Than a Feeling, Peace of Mind, Foreplay.
Yeah.
It was one of the best-selling wow. debut albums of all time.
Incredible.
Right?
Yep.
And 50 years ago, in 1975, Bruce Springsteen released his third album, Born to Run, with Thunder Road, She's the One, and Jungle Land. Some great music came out on these days.
Are you guys Springsteen fans?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Born to Run is just a masterpiece.
It is a masterpiece.
It's incredible.
Yep. One more release 63 years ago in 1962. Little Eva hit number one with The Locomotion.
Oh.
Do the locomotion, baby, baby.
Wow.
And 86 years ago in 1939, The Wizard of Oz opened in theaters starring Miss Judy Garland as Dorothy. Judy, Judy, Judy.
Amazing. Wow.
Yeah.
And you were there. And you were there.
Oh.
Yeah.
And all I kept saying was,
I want to go
home. And they sent me.
That movie won an Oscar for Best Adaptation of Tripping Balls.
Jeez.
So those are your OTDs.
Wow.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Now we shift focus fully to our guests in studio, Ray Dumont and Kurt Dale Clark, and we're talking about the Irish and how they got that way.
Yeah.
Ray, how did this collaboration happen?
Well, Kurt and I have been friends forever, it seems, and, you know, I took this job a year and a half ago, and there was precedent for this. The Public Theater and Main State Music Theater teamed up in 2019. We did Grease. At our theater. And that was a very big, exciting project. And, you know, it felt like a lightning in a bottle kind of thing. But mm-hmm. the minute I was working at the Public, it seemed like such a good idea to do something together. And Irish was the first thing that popped to mind. And when you see it, you'll understand why we chose it. It's special in so many amazing ways. And it's so incredible, but it's good for both of us. It extends Main State Music Theater's season. Mm-hmm. And for us, it's activity in the building, which is something I've been trying to continue to foster in the time that we're not producing our regular season. It gives us an opportunity for 3 weeks to have people in our building, potentially full houses, people who've never seen us before, who get to see what the Public's all about. And, you know, we're going into our 35th season. This is a great gateway into that season.
And, Kurt, you are one of the four main characters in The Irish and How They Got That Way. Without giving too much away, what can you tell us about this?
Well, I can tell you, you're going to laugh, you're going to cry, you're going to have a great time at the show. The reality is there's a lot of history in the show, which sort of makes it sound boring to people, but the way it's presented, it's not boring. It's super fun. We're drinking beer the entire show, having a great time.
Do we drink beer in the audience, too?
You may, at the Public
Theater. As long
as
you got your special cup.
I have my cup.
You bring your special cup.
Bring it in the auditorium.
Theater and enjoy it with us. And it makes it more fun for us, too, if you do. So please do.
I'm bringing my cup.
It's a special show. And for Main State Music Theater, we're pigeonholed into the 12 weeks in the summer. So to co-produce with Ray and the Public Theater is a perfect way for us to extend our season as they kick off their season.
What about the other cast members? Are they from Main State Music Theater as well?
Oh, yes.
Well, yeah, we're all sort of Main State Music Theater regulars. The rest of them are superstars in their own right in other areas of the country as well. Karis Leos, David Girolmo, Heidi Kettenring. They are superstars. David and Heidi from Chicago, I've known them for 40 years. And Karis Leos, who is a superstar in Everywhere She Goes, mm-hmm. Superstar in Lancaster at the Fulton Theater, where I work with her on a regular basis, as well as Main State Music Theater.
Mm. Awesome. Storytelling, humor, and music. And Sarah, you will be happy to know that contemporary hits from U2 are included in this performance.
A contemporary hit.
Oh, gotcha.
That was a deep sigh.
Yeah, you'll be pleased.
Yeah, you know that I have a beef with U2, right?
How so?
Mark,
Ray, should I be nervous?
I don't know this story.
Remember, was it 10, 12 years ago when Apple...
I remember it like it was yesterday.
Automatically put U2's new album on everyone's
Oh, yes,
iTunes.
I do remember that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm still mad.
Well, Sarah's still upset about that.
Oh, my.
All these years later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't like those songs.
And
no matter how hard you try, you cannot get it off your phone.
And I tried explaining to her that maybe it wasn't U2's idea. Maybe it was Apple's idea. It
probably has very little to do with U2.
Right. And Apple's the one that decided whether or not it was going to go on your phone.
I can't be mad at Apple. They basically own me.
Right.
So I have to be mad at U2.
Okay.
Apple owns the world.
Yeah. I mean, as we sit here with our iPhones and
Netflix, I know,
and giant monitors.
Yeah, Apple owns the world, but Bono might be able to buy Apple.
Yeah.
Well, if he can buy Apple, he can take his dang song off my phone.
It's a whole album, Sarah. You should listen to it.
I know. There's a couple of songs that I still love from U2, so.
All right, we should probably move along. Sarah composing
right along.
Yeah,
everybody
only
else
one.
Loves them.
It's just one. Right. Just one.
I also see that Danny Boy is included.
And it
I
is.
Do love
is.
Danny.
And Kurt sings it.
Oh, you do. And you have a lovely voice.
Oh,
I've heard
thank
it.
You.
It's really
when
sweet.
When did you hear it?
I think you just did a little singing the last time you were here. Just like a little.
Oh, a little.
Yeah, you did.
A little off the cuff singing.
Yeah, and it was.
I'm not going to do that now because Ray had cocktails last night.
This is not fair.
Not fair, but true.
Okay.
Not fair, but true.
It was our first day of technical rehearsal yesterday.
Oh, so, yeah.
You know, you stop and start. It's the first time on the deck, and we stop for lights. How do we manage this? This is where you solve all your problems, answer all your questions.
Right, and it's stressful, too.
It was a long day, but it was such a good day because, I mean, you know, this cast, it's so clear, even if I didn't already know them, they're such good friends. They absolutely adore working with each other, and you feel that. And I think that's going to be that extra something in the show that you can't get just anywhere, is that there's so much history amongst them, and they just play off of each other, and they know each other, and they trust each other, which is huge on stage. And if you've ever been on stage, not trusting your scene partner, it's scary. These folks are so good at just making it look like it's just happening.
And it fits really well in the public theater space.
It looks nice there.
It looks absolutely beautiful. You know, you walk in and you feel like, you know, we were joking yesterday. You walk in and you feel like it's Cheers. And I was like, we need a norm.
Yeah, just somebody to yell
somebody
at.
Somebody at the door.
Right.
Yeah.
I volunteer, Mark.
Okay. There he goes.
So I'm seeing on the performance schedule there are previews on Wednesday and Thursday.
We do a couple of performances that are you know, mildly discounted, but they're also to get the last part of the puzzle, which is the audience. This show has a lot of interaction with the audience, and it's really important, as it is for all shows, but it is really important with a show like this to kind of get that rhythm down and feel through things and work out the last bits in case we haven't worked them out. But I'm pretty confident it's going to be solid. It's going to be solid from the first performance.
Yeah, Wednesday night of this week and Thursday matinee of this week are previews.
Oh, great. Yeah. And then it runs from the 29th of August until the 14th of September.
It does. It's a big run.
Yeah.
That is a long run for y'all.
Yeah.
And a lot of options between evening and matinee shows as well, which is great.
And as always, those matinees, they go fast.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They go fast. You know, we've never done a Thursday matinee before. There was a question, will they come? Well, it's the first one. The matinees on Thursday is the first that are selling.
Yeah. Wow. I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah.
I think that hits a good market.
Well, there was concern because it was September. You know, we're going into September, and that's like a change of your schedule and your life. But let's face it, September is still perceived to be part of summer.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And there are actual, like, statistics that the people are still here.
Yeah.
They haven't left us yet.
Main State Music Theater ends the last week of August every year. And we did a survey, not a survey, we did a study about 5 years ago that showed that the 2 to 3 weeks after we close are the busiest weeks in the state of Maine all year long.
Oh, no kidding.
And it just killed us because our shows end and then the next 3 weeks there's more people here than any other time of year.
Oh, mm-hmm. And you're missing them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. We're trying to eke that last little bit of nice weather out of it. The waters are still warm. The sun's still shining. Shops are still open.
It still feels like summer.
It's still summer.
Makes this co-production the perfect thing because now we can say, hey, there is something to do after you come off the water. Come over to the Public Theater in Lewiston and see the Irish and how they got that way.
Or if it's like a rainy day in your planned vacation and you were just like, hey, you know what would be great?
There's something to do.
Let's go do this.
It'll be fun. That's really the goal. I mean, I go to everything in the community. I see you there all the time. one of the most important things for all of us to try to do is to have more things happen in Lewiston Auburn to make us a destination. And some of it is that the fact is we are a destination. It's just people don't know that. Mm-hmm. And we have to tell them and we have to find something to bring them here. And the more we
flags.
Do. Yeah, we are here. We are here. It's the who's in Whoville, you know?
We always talk about the destination and I completely agree with that. But the other thing is, and we talk about this in Brunswick, when we get doctors and lawyers and whoever else to move here, we have to give them a reason to want to stay.
Right.
Yeah. And that's what things like this do. They can come see this show. And the health of the arts in any community coincides with the health of that community. I mean,
100%. Yeah.
And I'm excited to, I'm going to do it during the curtain speeches. I do it during my regular season too. Raise your hand if it's your first time here. I'm very excited to see what that does because I think there's going to be a lot of new people discovering us. And, you know, part of my pitch during that is that if you subscribe to Main State and you subscribe to the Public Theater, you never have to go a month in your life without seeing something live.
It's a great idea. But that's so could you call that sort of a virgin search?
Are we going to put little V's on people's cheeks like in a Rocky Horror?
Brandon.
What a neat idea. If it's your first time, please stand in line and get stamped.
Oh, God. They're for migratory purposes. Yeah.
We
want to find out where you go after, too.
How far away do you go?
Where do you live?
Migratory purposes.
Yeah.
I'm on the board of the Maine Tourism Association, Ray. I'd like those details
so that I
can share them.
We just got to get everybody chipped.
That's right.
Humanely.
That's right.
Humanely.
Yeah, it won't hurt. Just take a second.
It's just going to be a second.
That's what they always say.
A little pinch.
Say.
Yeah.
Just a little pinch.
I know that this show, The Irish and How They Got That Way, you will laugh until your sides hurt. And people need that right now. They need that release. They need that, not excuse, the permission to just have a good time. And we will give that to them.
Yeah.
Such a great way to escape for an hour and a half and just be out of reality and drawn into, you know, if it's done right, drawn into a new world where everything is just okay.
And you know, it's amazing. It is about Irish history, Irish heritage, Irish music, and those amazing people that came over here and all the things that happened in their lives. But it actually comes down to a personal pride situation. You know, you really do. It's about being proud of who you are. And this happens to be the Irish, but it translates. It translates.
For sure.
Because there's moments in the show where they talk about sort of the stereotypes of what the Irish are all about.
Yeah.
And it's done in such a way that it's not in any way derogatory.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
It's just part of who you are.
Yeah.
It's like the joke about Southern people. We don't ask if you have crazy people in your family. We just ask which side of the family they're on. You know.
Yeah.
Everybody's got them.
We all have.
Nobody's perfect, but you can still be proud of yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it truly, there are moments that when they just, there's certain things they say and do in this show that get me every single time.
Mm.
Of course, I'm also the number one fangirl. Like, I'm a good audience.
Yeah.
And they didn't need me in the rehearsal hall, but where was I? Sitting in the rehearsal hall. Watching, you know, we have a brilliant production stage manager and he's got this covered and Kurt and all of them have done the show. They know it.
Know it.
Yet I'm in the room because I had to see it. I had to watch because I love watching people work and just getting to watch this evolve, and it's such it's a powerful show in all the right ways.
Mm. One of my favorite things is after the show, people never want to leave. They don't want the show to be over. And out in the lobbies, every single performance, we'll get people that insist on saying something to us, and they want to tell us a story about either themselves, or usually it's about a relative that told them about some of the things that we talk about in the show, and they say, "Oh my God, they would have loved this so much!" And it really connects with them, on top of being funny.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Even the title is hilarious. Yes.
Right.
I mentioned it to my wife and she started laughing.
Yeah.
It's Frank McCourt.
Yeah. I mean, we should probably go see that.
Yeah.
He definitely knows what he's doing.
I loved announcing it during the latter part of our season and say we're doing this, and I love to say that the title, because people get it.
It's funny. It's just funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no explaining how we got this way, but it is kind of a nice idea.
Right. We try.
We try.
We try to explain.
Yeah. Well, not to give anything away, but in the very beginning of the show, there's a voiceover that says, "In the beginning was the word, and the Irish got it." Yeah. You know, and it's just so Frank McCourt.
We're a couple of days away from showtime. Is performing second nature to you now, or do you still deal with nerves and anxiety?
I don't get nervous. I feel anxiety or nerves if my mother is there, or my sister, or my brother.
Gotcha.
With regular audiences, I don't feel that anymore. The hardest part for me is having been the artistic director at Main State now for 13 seasons. I love my job. When I get on stage, I remember how much I love that job. Mm-hmm. But as I get older, I have to realize that there aren't that many jobs for me on stage anymore. This is kind of a perfect show for somebody my age, but I'm 100.
He is not.
but that is hard, because I remember how much I love to do what I do. But the minute that's over, I go back to artistic directing, and I love that too. So I'm lucky.
How about for you, Ray?
I don't really miss performing, even though when I did it, I loved it. I don't miss
it. Wasn't that your drag name? Miss Performing?
Miss Performing.
Miss Performing.
Yeah, misnomer. I have to say, I love what I do, and I love that I get to do this and everything, but the part that needs to keep getting fed now and then is the artistic part, not performing, but directing. And I love to find those opportunities when they can fit. This production I'm doing in Pennsylvania in a few weeks, that's pure joy for me. It could kill me, but I'm going to do it. I mean, it's a big dance show. And, Kurt and I are connected all along. And, he's very generous and invites me to come direct the children's shows and stuff, which are so much fun. And you get, it's a challenge. You got to do it in X amount of time and not much. And it's usually on the existing set. So there's always a design over a design. But that's a challenge that I understand. And we've been doing it forever. And to have those outlets kind of feeds my heart a little bit and soul, so that, like Kurt says, when it's done, I go back and do what I do.
Yeah.
If you think about the number of people, Ray, that you have taught at Main State Music Theater over the years, it's mind-numbing.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them. I used to be in charge of Main State's intern program, which had performance interns. Now it's kind of morphed into a newer model called the MSMT Singers. Same idea, early career, college age performers who perform right up there with the Broadway stars that come, and they also do the children's shows and all that, and we treat them like professionals. The children's show rehearsals are just like the main stage rehearsals. It's same rules, same everything, same process. And the people I've gotten to know over those many, many, many years of doing that and seeing where they are now it's jaw-dropping.
It's a who's who list. The current group this year really wanted to see the Irish and how they got there.
Yeah. A couple of them go to Boston Conservatory, and they're going to take a train up and see it, I think.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
So is this show appropriate for all ages, or is it an adult show? Or
No, not for kids.
I think there's nothing in it that I think would be objectionable to kids. I think it just might be a little boring.
Sure.
Yeah.
For kids.
Yeah.
I just,
16 and up is maybe where
you know,
we're at.
Even I think even middle school up. I think
middle school up, yeah.
There's something to like, and there's
if they like musical theater, they would like this because yeah. there's lots of music, lots of a little bit of dancing, and lots of humor. There are a couple sad sections, because, you know, any history, you don't know what happiness is if you don't know what sadness mm-hmm. is. So they're both there. Yeah,
it's one of those moments where they talk about the more serious aspects of the history are so moving, and they're so well done. They're well written, like the material's really good, but the actors, there are moments that like they transform and they just they go to that place, and you can tell their heart is all the way in it. And it's I think, you know, for me, I've seen the show many times now in other productions and so forth. I'm amazed at things I didn't know about the history. I didn't know that. And sadly, some of the tougher things that they talk about are things that have a parallel in current events. Mm-hmm. And I won't point them out necessarily here, but you'll know.
You'll see it.
You'll see it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Irish and How They Got That Way. Preview performances Wednesday at 7 and Thursday at 2. And then it runs Friday, August 29th through September 14th with 7 p.m. and 2 p.m. performances available to you. Check the schedule at thepublictheater.org and you can get tickets there as well.
Don't wait. Many
Don't
performances
wait.
Yeah. Yeah. Just because there's a lot of performances doesn't mean you
right.
you need to wait.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
As artistic directors, Ray and I deal with it all the time, where that last week people are like, why can't you get me a ticket? Well, we had tickets the first right. week.
Yeah. Where were you?
Exactly. Where were you?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and you've got two audiences too. That's the other thing. Like you've
right.
got your Main State Music
we're
Theater
feeding,
audience.
We're feeding off yeah. of a much bigger yeah. pool on this one.
Yeah.
Combining
yeah.
our two subscription audiences, that's a lot of people.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And the time of year, there isn't much else
right.
in lieu of theater for people to
right.
get to right now in the area. So. Yeah. You guys are going to be very popular. Yeah.
We hope so.
You're going
be
to be so popular.
Almost like Wicked.
Yeah.
And I do want to give you guys an opportunity to talk about your upcoming seasons as well.
Yeah.
Because I know Kurt hooked us up with tickets to Footloose.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah
My
and I went and
gosh.
It just blew us away.
So good.
And while and thanks for the shout out for the lunch.
Oh, yeah.
We, on stage. Heck yeah.
I say we. I hooted and hollered and Mark just embarrassed
No,
me.
No, that's not true.
No, you didn't.
I was all
you,
about it.
You hoot and holler too?
Yeah, he told yeah. us he was going to do it, so I was ready for it.
I forgot you were going to do it.
Yeah.
I forgot.
So maybe those roles might have been reversed.
Yeah, so it might have been him.
But I think while Kurt was up there talking about the season coming up, you almost got a standing ovation from
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the folks
people
were
so excited.
Because
yeah.
yeah. that was
it's
it. That was the
season.
First time they heard
that's
about
the way,
it.
That's I do that every year, and I intend... Now, normally it happens during the fourth show of the season. This year was the first year ever that we moved it to the third show, which gave us 6 weeks to sell our subscription. But the reality is we will sell more than 50% of our subscriptions for next year during these 6 weeks.
Wow.
It's a business model that just works, and I can't take credit for that. That's my business partner,
yeah.
Stephanie Duple, who's been there for a very long time. She's 100.
you might want to edit that
yeah.
out.
Yeah. Sorry, Stephanie.
She knows I say that, and she always says I'm the same age. So. But the bottom line is I set them up and I do those teasers in order because I want Mabel to hear Bertha go, ooh, she's so
right.
excited about the show, because then Mabel runs to the box office to make sure Bertha doesn't get her ticket.
And these women are
right.
also 100.
Right, right. But boy, are they fast.
Yeah, kicking each other's yeah. canes out from underneath.
Oh, it's great. It's great.
And the bottom line is they love us and we love them right back.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
And it's a great season.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's going to be an amazing season.
Yep.
All right. Awesome. So, Spill, what is it?
Hairspray, 1776. What is the
Frozen.
Third show?
Frozen.
And then we close with Come From Away.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Come From Away will be sold before you even open.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I hope so. But I will tell you, it seems like many of our public don't know what it is. It's simply the best show I've seen
yeah.
in 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you familiar with it?
I am not.
Come From Away. It's the story of the planes being diverted on 9/11
oh,
to Gander,
yes.
Newfoundland.
The
and
Newfoundland.
It is.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's you know what? It has some similarities to the Irish and how they got that way.
Yeah.
Because when I say Irish and how they got that way, you're going to learn a lot about the history of the Irish. People think, oh, that sounds boring. It's not at all. Come from away, same thing. When you say it's about the planes being diverted to Gander, Newfoundland, people are like, well, I don't want to go see that. I'm like, trust me, it is one of the most uplifting, beautiful shows you will ever see.
It's incredible. And there's moments in that show that just, I've seen it I don't know how many times, and I know it's coming, so I pre-cry.
Pre-cry.
I cry 10 minutes before it happens, and then when it happens, I'm a mess. But it's such a great way to end next season, and it's such an important story.
And with Frozen, we already have people calling the box office, begging to get single tickets. We don't sell single tickets yet, but it's people who are subscribers that want to plan for their families to come to Maine so that the grandkids can come see Frozen with them, and they want those single tickets, and they want them now. Well, they can't have them now. They have to wait until it's time.
Yeah. Until you have single spots.
That's right. Yeah. We have to know that the subscribers are all placed before we can... Yeah. Right. Then sell a single ticket. And kicking it off with Hairspray is like, it's going to be so different than, you know, they literally cannot wait to see Hairspray again.
Such a fun show.
Yep. Yep. And then 1776 for the anniversary.
Yep. Yeah.
Of our time.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that is all coming to the Maine State Music Theater. Ray, what's coming to the Public Theater?
About a month after we close Irish, we'll be starting our season with Stephen King's Misery. And
I'm so
excited about it.
Wait, what do you mean when you close the Irish? I thought we were in an open-ended run and it was going to run for a year.
I'm sending you on tour.
It's a residency.
Sending you on tour.
We're going to Biddeford and then to Waterville and then...
Those are great theaters.
David say, and Damariscotta.
It's not a bad idea.
I'm really excited about this season. Public Theater's artistic director, Janet Michko, is very, very meticulous about choosing a season. And she leans mostly into more contemporary playwrights and so forth, you know. And the mix this season is particularly good. We have Misery, and there's already so much buzz about it. We're going there. Like, the design is going to be great. It's going to be exciting. Of course, we're doing the Christmas Carol around the holidays. And then in January, we're doing a play called Still, about a couple that was very close in their 30s, and their relationship broke up, but they rekindle their romance in their 60s, and his entire political viewpoint has changed. And it's what happens when the person you love represents everything you hate, pretty much.
Oh, no.
It was one of the nominees for Best New American Play a couple years ago.
Oh, wow. That's
and then we're bringing back Norm Foster, who's a playwright that they love at my theater. It's called Wits End. He did Halfway There last year, which was a big success. Yeah. And we're finishing the season with a play called Grandma Gatewood Took a Walk. And it's a true story about a woman who was in a fairly tough marriage, raised her kids, finally decided to do something for herself, and she walked the Appalachian Trail. It's a true story. And the play actually ends at Mount Katahdin.
Oh.
And we're very excited to tell the story. We're going to do a lot of tie-in stuff about the Appalachian Trail. Interestingly, my technical director just came back from the Appalachian Trail. She and her husband went.
Oh.
Yeah. And
that could be useful.
Yeah, it could be very useful.
Good perspective, yeah.
And, you know, we're actually, like, trying to tie into outdoor groups and stuff, like, trying to figure out who that we haven't touched would be interested in seeing this, you know?
Yeah.
But it's a wonderful play. It's really about empowerment and feeling strong and feeling good. Mm. And it's two people. It's the woman it's Grandma Gatewood, and then another actor that plays everybody else.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be very cool. We're really excited to go there. And I think what I love about our season is that it's wildly varied. Yeah. And there's something
very
there for everyone.
Yeah.
And I think it's just a nice package for our 35th season.
I would say that, too, about your
I always fans. Think of the season as a roller coaster ride. I want to send my regular people that come all the time. I've got to keep them guessing. I've got to keep them interested. I've got to give them different things. And you're right. That Ray's season sounds like that kind of a roller coaster ride as well.
Mm-hmm. You think we're going to zig, but then we're going to zag.
That's right.
If you would like more information about the Maine State Music Theater, you can go online to msmt.org. And if you'd like more info on the Public Theater, you can go to thepublictheater.org.
And if you want to support them both, you can come see The Irish and how they got there.
That's right.
Yep.
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamediallc.com.
As you guys know, we like to close out the show with a segment called Three Random Questions.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, your favorite, yes. Ray.
Ray loves it.
That's why we're going to start with Ray today.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
All right, Ray, you and Kurt go to a casino.
We did.
You end up losing all your money.
I did.
Kurt gives you $50 to go gamble with. You end up winning $100,000. And he does not know about it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Make a donation to his theater.
Oh, what a good answer.
But how much of a donation?
Well, that's negotiable. I mean, I got to live, you know.
I'm telling you, my mother always says that my husband and I, if we won the Powerball, $750 million, she goes, you'd still be the exact same because you'd give it all to the theater.
Aww. Well,
you know, I think about that. You know, you do the imagine like they do in the commercials for the lottery, and I know one of the first checks I'd write would be to Maine State, you know, and I work at the Public, and of course I would support the Public, but I have over 20 years history with Maine State. Like, I've kind of done everything you can do there, and that's like, we're in that rehearsal hall over there, and it's home, and I'm comfortable, and I'm happy, and it's almost, I'm a little weird about it.
No, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Ed and Joyce were there the other day and said the same thing, that Ed and Joyce, that they're friends of ours that work at another theater in the state, and said the same thing. It made me very happy.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, Kurt, what if the roles were reversed?
And Ray doesn't know that I've won the $100,000?
Correct.
I'm in Ixtapa, and I'm going to call Ray and say that I won $100,000, and he'll be getting a little something-something.
Yeah. That's fair.
That's a good question.
It is.
Those good answers today. Mine is a silly question, as always. We'll start with you, Kurt.
All right.
What was your favorite television show when you were a child?
That's easy.
Yeah.
Wild Wild West.
Really?
Yes. Ross Martin, Robert Conrad. It was Saturday night, and I got to sit. My mother would allow me to push the kitchen chair up to the corner of the cupboards, and we had a little, like, I don't know how big, 12-inch maximum size screen, and I could watch Wild Wild West followed by the Carol Burnett Show, and I didn't know I was gay.
Wild 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 West and Carol Burnett, I mean.
No, I loved it. I had tons of toy guns, and I had an old suit coat that I wore and a cowboy hat, and I got a holster with a pistol, I put everything in the wagon and pull the wagon up the driveway, and then put boards against the fence and cover it with a blanket, and that was my tent, and I was very Western.
Little Kurt, the cowboy.
Yeah.
Cowboy Kurt.
But I also watched Carol Burnett.
Who does not love Carol Burnett?
Yeah.
It
never gets
the
old.
The Irish and How They Got That Way have quite a few skits that are very Carol Burnett-esque.
Yeah, they are.
My partner gave me Carol Burnett's book for my birthday.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it very much.
Those MSMT singers we were talking about earlier, if you mention Carol Burnett now in a rehearsal, most of them don't know who she is, and it breaks my heart.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And there's no excuse if you have a phone now.
Absolutely.
Carol Burnett.
YouTube Carol Burnett.
Yeah.
There will be a show about her, and then they'll learn.
They'll get it.
If you search for anything about Carol Burnett, search the Gone with the Wind sketch.
Oh, my God.
With the Bob Mackie
dress. I saw it in the window, and I just had to.
Had to have it. You got to see it. It's the best physical comedy bit ever written.
Yeah, with a live audience.
I will die on that hill.
Live audience.
So good.
What was that show? She was just on either a Netflix show or
the
She was on Better Call Saul.
She was on Better Call Saul. Yeah.
She was on that weird show with Kristen Wiig with the kind of like
that's
a murder
the one,
mystery.
That's the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, Cafe.
It's set in Hollywood or whatever.
Yeah, hotel something.
And I mean, she only had a few small scenes, but she just knocks it out of the park.
She's
in her
good.
90s.
Yep. Still so
she
good.
Just knocked it out of the mm-hmm. park, and mm-hmm. it's a testament to we're not done yet.
Yeah, yeah. I love it.
Amen.
Yep. Same question, okay. Ray. Favorite children as a child?
As a child? Show? It's weird because there's kind of two. My show that I always watched was Batman, unsurprisingly.
Ooh.
The old Batman TV series with mm-hmm. all those brilliant actors that I didn't know were brilliant actors.
So you villains. Knew you were gay.
Oh, I got it. I mean, loud and clear. You'd have to be headless not to know. And so there was that, and I had my Batman stuff, my costume,
oh,
my utility belt. Yeah, I fell out of a tree once thinking I could swing on a bat rope.
Oh,
but,
no.
But the other side of the equation is, you know, I grew up with four of us kids, my mom and my dad. And, you know, in our house, you watch whatever dad's watching.
Yeah.
So I have to say my other show growing up show is the Saturday Night Lineup because I was exposed to All in the Family as a kid. The Mary Tyler Moore Show, which is still some of the best writing on television mm-hmm. ever done, and the Carol Burnett Show.
Yeah.
They were all part of that lineup on Saturday night. Yeah. And I was being exposed to that because I had not the power to change the channel.
Right.
And I was seeing All in the Family, again, some of the greatest writing and acting in any television show, bar none. And I was exposed to that as a kid. Mm-hmm. And nobody freaked out about that. Nobody said, oh, my God, that's a story about, you know, racism. Oh, my God, he can't watch that. I saw it, and I understood what they were doing.
They taught people who didn't realize they were being taught.
Yeah.
Right. Isn't that one of your favorite shows, too, Mark? Yeah.
It's some of the finest performing I've ever seen was on the All in the Family.
It's good stuff.
If it's good enough for Archie, it's good enough for me.
Yeah. Hard to believe that Carol O'Connor was like 46 years old.
I know.
He seems so old.
I know.
That's like Wilford Brimley in Cocoon. He was like 46.
I know. Like, okay.
Talk about a masterclass, though. All of them.
Yeah.
Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Just a masterclass.
Yep.
All right, Ray.
Uh-oh.
What is your least favorite word or phrase?
Ooh. I'm calling out.
Yeah.
I'm calling out.
I really loathe it when someone says, I'm bored.
Oh.
Especially now, right?
Yeah, it's how?
So much.
How? Okay. Because you're so overstimulated that and if you're in any other status other than overstimulated, you're bored. I don't get that.
Yeah.
It means your brain's not functioning right.
Yeah.
In my house, you were not allowed to say you were bored. My mother's like, I'll give you something to do.
Oh, yeah, you did not.
And, yeah.
Nope, you got time to lean. You got time to clean.
Yeah,
that was the motto at our house.
Boom. Yeah.
Ray, your mother would still say that.
Yeah, she would. She would. She's going to be 90 October 1st.
Good Lord. Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, she's amazing. Yeah. She's truly amazing and wonderful person. But I really never liked that. And I worked at a university for a while, and sometimes I would get impatient with that that demographic. And I remember I had a meeting with a student, and I said, hey, it's almost 10 o'clock. I said, don't you have class? She goes, ugh, I can't believe I have to go to class. And I'm like,
what?
You know you're at a school, right?
The whole like, point of you
what are you doing here?
You're a weirdo?
Yeah. Ugh.
Come here to socialize.
And as far as a gesture that is the equivalent of a word I despise, I cannot stand eye rolling.
Oh.
Mark's
seen some fluent eye rolling over here. I'm really good at it.
On a daily basis, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really good at that.
You are. All right, Kurt, same question.
All right, I've got two, actually. The first of which is, that's fair. It drives me nuts.
Oh.
It drives me absolutely nuts. It came into existence, I don't know what, 5 years ago or whatever, and it just sort of permeated society. And now, like, I hear the phrase, that's fair, 40 times a day, and it drives me nuts. And the other one is heard. I can't stand heard because most times they didn't actually hear. They used the word hear to get to whatever the next topic is, and then what they supposedly heard doesn't happen.
Huh.
Yep.
How about heard and understood?
Let's start that. And then make it to be true.
Yeah, heard and understood.
Heard.
I don't think I'd do it to an adult, but with my kid, I used to say, he'd say, yeah, okay. And I'll say, what did I just ask you to do? Yeah.
Repeat it.
Repeat back to me. What is it I need you to do right now?
Yeah.
And he'd have to get it right.
Yeah.
Great stuff, guys. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, awesome.
Sorry for getting up so early.
Yeah.
Happy you could be here after your night of partying.
That's right.
Yeah, at Applebee's.
At Applebee's.
Did you go to the casino last night as well?
No, that was a while. That was a long time
ago.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah, one day we were going to go see a show at night in Bangor, and we asked Kurt what time we wanted to leave, and he was like 1:30 something, 2:00. I'm like, why are we leaving so early? He goes, oh, we're going to the casino first. I'm like, oh,
there you go.
Okay.
Fair.
So it's my fault.
No, I had a ball. I gained nothing, but I played this Wonder Woman game that was kind of good. Yeah.
Ray Dumont, Executive Director for the Public Theater, and Kurt Dale Clark, Artistic Director for the Main State Music Theater, our guests for today. Don't forget to get your tickets for The Irish and How They Got That Way at thepublictheater.org. Thanks to Rupert's Beverage and Redemption for sponsoring today's episode. And if you'd like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam Ashby via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com.
You're crushing it. Keep up the amazing work.
God.
Right?
Have a great day. And remember, don't bite your cat. And I will say I have bitten my cat.